Good morning, everybody. This morning we're going to be finishing up Siman Kuf Lamed Beis and Kuf Lamed Gimel. We're going to talk about the halachos of Pitum HaKetores as well as the halachos of Baruch Hu following davening. Says the Rama in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. There are those who wrote that one should be careful to say Pitum HaKetores from a written text and not by heart, because the recitation of Pitum HaKetores is a substitute for the sacrifice of the Ketores. We are concerned that one may accidentally, unintentionally skip one of the spices that was included in the formula for the ketores, in the recipe. Ve'amrinon shehu chayev misa, imchisar achas misa mimoneha. One is subject to the death penalty if he omits, if he skips one of, if he makes the ketores without one of its spices. Ve'lochei nohagu shalola omro b'chol. That's why the custom has become not to say Pitum HaKetores during the week. People are rushing out to work, and we're concerned that they're going to say Pitum HaKetores too quickly, and they're going to skip over one of the spices. When one leaves the Beis HaKnesses, he says the Pasuk of Hashem Necheini, and then he bows and he exits. So, does everybody agree with the Rama's concern for skipping over one of the ingredients of the Ketores? Says the Mishnah Brura in Yod Zayin, Shem Yadalik, Ubeves Yosef Mefakbik Bezeh. Beis Yosef's not so sure, he's a little skeptical about this. Dehaloin Misa Ela Bahaktara, Lo Ba'amira. The death penalty is applicable only to one who actually sacrifices and burns the Ketores, missing one of its ingredients, but not if you just say the words. Va'o de'in misa ela b'mezid. The death penalty applies only when one does so intentionally, not b'shogei. L'chein ha'medaktik in no'agin la'omro b'chol yom. So the Magen Avraham says that therefore, scrupulous people say it every day. V'yesh ha'kos v'do'osan she'in omim rak b'shabes, ein margala b'fumayu kol kach, yomru mitoch ha'sidur. There are those who say that if one only says it on Shabbos, he doesn't say it during the week, so then it's not going to be something that he's accustomed to saying, and therefore he should certainly say it from a siddur. Umishtacha veviyotze. So why do we bow when we leave the shul? To be mikdash nami kishagamru ha'avoda ha'yumishtacha veviyotzin ve'ayim b'magin Avram. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that that's because when we left, when the Kohanim left the Avoda, so they used to bow and then exit from the area of the Mikdash. So Ad Kan for Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. Let's now continue in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, B'Shabbes V'Yomtiv O In Omrim Baruch Hu Acher Kaddish Basra. On Shabbos and Yontif, we don't say Baruch Hu after the last Kaddish. Comments there, Amo. Afilu b'makom shenagu la'omer b'yimos hachol, shem alo hayu yichin de b'vis haknesses, k'sha'amu Baruch Hu. Even in the places that do say Baruch Hu at the end of davening for those individuals who were not in shul when the main Baruch Hu was said, mikol makom Shabbos v'yontif ein la'omro. On Shabbos and Yontif, we don't say that Baruch Hu that follows the davening, de hakol boy in the b'vis haknesses, called him Baruch Hu. Because everybody comes to shul on Shabbos and Yontif prior to the actual recitation of Baruch Hu. Mishnah Berurah clarifies the Rama over here. He says in Sif Aleph, Rotsa Lomar, the Yesh Mekomo Shenoagin Lomar Kaddish Baruch Hu Achar Gemar Hatfila Shehispalalu Kol Hatzibur. There are those places that have the custom to recite Kaddish and Baruch Hu after the end of Tfila. Mipnei Shelef Amim Yash Eze Yechidim Shebo Achar Baruch Hu V'lo Shamu Baruch Hu. Because sometimes there are some individuals who come after the primary Baruch Hu and they haven't heard it. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks about this earlier, and in Samech Tes, he outlined certain situations in which Baruch Hu should not be said. So he points out that if everybody in the shul was present for the main Baruch Hu, everybody already said Baruch Hu, And there's not going to be any tension that arises if the shul decides not to say Baruch Hu again after davening. It's not going to be that someone says, ah, we always say Baruch Hu after davening. How could you possibly not do it? And it's going to lead to a whole sichsuch. If that's not going to happen, and everybody already heard Baruch Hu, so the Mishnah Berurah in Samech Tes says, then Baruch Hu should not be said again after davening. If you're going to say Baruch Hu after davening, when exactly should it be said? So the Chazon Ish pointed out in footnote 1 says that it should be after the entire tefillah in order to delay it as much as possible. So, for example, during Elul, when we say the David Hashem Ori, so you should say it after that, not before. Apparently, in the Luach of Eretz Yisrael, it's written that the minhag is to say it is exactly like that. Is to say David Hashem. No, is the opposite of the Chazon Ish. To say the David Hashem after Baruch. Okay. So now, what if? So we said the Rama said, and following up on the Shulchan Aruch, they're both agreeing that we don't say Baruch Hu at the end of davening on Shabbos and Yontif, because the assumption is that everybody came to shul to hear the real Baruch Hu. But what if, Taka, somebody came late? So then what's the din? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'iv Beis, Dehakol Ba'in V'chulei, De'afilu im Eira Le'echad Shenis Acher Lavo Acher Baruch Hu, even if somebody came late and he came after Baruch Hu, Mikomako Mistama Kvar Shama Baruch Hu Meha'olim La'Torah. On Shabbos and Yontif, so we can assume that he already heard Baruch Hu in one of the brachos for the Alios during the laning. So Rav Tukhachinsky is quoted in footnote 2 as saying that this is why the practice in Eretz Yisrael is that on all laning days, on Mondays and Thursdays as well, Baruch Hu is not said at the end of davening, because we assume that somebody was in shul at least for Kriyas HaTorah. And if he was in shul for Kriyas HaTorah, then he heard the Baruch Hu from the brachos. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, will continue with Simon Kuf Lamed Dalet. Have a wonderful day.